Harry Potter and the Colossus of Evil, Part 4. Voldemort sighed and pointed his wand at the Colossus and said, "Die," and the Colossus died. "Wow, thanks," said Harry. "Let's go up to the common room and play Wizard's Chess." And Voldemort said, "That sounds like fun, Harry, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to kill you now." And Harry made a sad face, because he was sad and he didn't want to die. Just then Hermione came running out of the castle and ran to Harry. "I know how to save the world, Harry. We have to..." "We know, Hermione! We already saved the world, though thanks to you!" screamed Harry. Hermione cried and kicked Harry in the shins and ran away. "Harry, you're so mean to me! I don't like you anymore!" She ran away and pointed her wand over her shoulder and said, "I learned this spell just a minute ago. I have been practicing!" And she pointed her wand and said, "Crucio!" But she missed and hit Voldemort, and Voldemort screamed and cried. Harry ran away from Voldemort. "Thanks, Hermione, you saved my life," but Hermione was mad. "I meant for that one to hit you," and she pointed her wand at him and said, "Avada," but just then Dobby hit her in the back and said, "Hermione is under the Imperius curse of Hagrid and Malfoy." Harry said, "Oh yeah, I forgot about them," and he ran back to Hagrid's hut where Hagrid and Malfoy were. "The time has come to kill you, Malfoy," but then McGonagall came down and said, "Students are not allowed to be up past bedtime. I'm going to have to take 100 points from Gryffindor and Slytherin and give you both detention." So they all went back to the common rooms and were sad, but with time, everything got better. The end.